What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, once again, we have another older man who decided, you know what? The last thing I'm going to do in my life is put the bitch who became the bane of my life in the ground. So guess what? I will have my three hots and a cot as I wait for the Reaper to come to collect my soul. Like the man in this article that was updated on the 5th of September. Arrest papers detail why a 79-year-old man offlined his wife execution style north of Colorado Springs. Gentlemen, once again, we have a man who became judge, jury, and executioner when he decided the mask needed to go on. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Whoa! Arrest papers obtained by 11 News detail what a 79-year-old termination suspect told investigators about allegedly offlining his wife. According to the affidavit for Stephen Chan, he called 911 on Sunday just before 7 a.m. to say he offlined his wife. He then reportedly hung up the phone and turned himself into the police. Gentlemen, you know we gotta pin that. Chan didn't want an attorney and told investigators that his wife, Jian Chan, was taking money and having an affair. He admitted to shooting her twice in the chest in an area close to Glen Eagle, north of their home along Horsetail Terrace. Jian's body was found along Walson Road soon after. Damn! Warning, some details in the arrest papers are hard to read. That would be for normies. However, not on this channel. Because Jian's body was found in El Paso County, the sheriff's office took over the case. Jian was found deleted in pajama pants, a t-shirt, a black sleep mask with her hands bound and her mouth gagged with what is believed to be a robe belt, according to the arrest papers. It appeared she had gunshot wounds to the chest. Chan told investigators he had met his wife in China 26 years ago and brought her to the U.S. before they were officially married. Chan claimed Jian stole money from him, his business, and continually insulted him. He also claimed she had extramarital relationships with men for about 17 years. Chan claims he confronted Jian, but then she stopped talking to him for the last 2 years. Chan told investigators that after Jian started taking things from him, like vegetables in his garden and his favorite cooking plan should be cooking pans, he planned to offline her. He allegedly waited until she went to sleep and then went to her bedroom. There was a struggle, but Chan told investigators he eventually tied Jian up, dragged her downstairs, and even took a break to get a drink of water. I know I ain't shit for laughing at this, but that's just hilarious to me. This man said, you know what? I'm so tired from this. I'm going to get me a drink of water, but I'm going to make sure I finish the job. He confronted her about what she did with his cooking pans, about her boyfriend, about some things the boyfriend had said about her, and her boyfriend's address. The arrest papers said, quote unquote, she first denied having a boyfriend, but then became quiet when he brought up the details. Uh-oh! Somebody was caught red-handed. Jian asked Mr. Chan what he wanted. He told her she had to pay a great price. Chan eventually put Jian in the back seat of his car, gagged her, got a gun from a safe, took her to Walson Road, where he shot her twice in the chest, according to the arrest papers. General definitions of an execution-style shooting are where the victim is aware that they're going to be shot but are unable to defend themselves or resist. Chan is charged with termination. Well. Here we go again, gentlemen. Another woman who had everything she possibly could have wanted, but guess what? It wasn't good enough. This man said she had been cheating on him for 17 years. Jesus fucking Christ. But as we all know all too well, the gun of the state, even if he would have said, you know what? I want to divorce this woman. The gun of the state that she would have been able to bring against him, yeah, that would have put him in so much debt. That would have wiped him out. So what did he decide? Lead's cheaper than a lawyer. Mm-hmm. And guess what, ladies? There are going to be more married men who figure out, you know what? That's going to be the way that I decide to get rid of you. And more married men, believe you me, ladies, more and more married men are actually starting to think that way. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down on a road, on the side of a road. I got to give that a 5. Method of execution, obviously the problem-solving pistol. Going to give that a 5 as well. Psychological impact. Since she was found on the side of the road, more than likely there could have been some passersby, but they didn't say anything about it, so I got to still give this a 40. And for the brutality factor, the fact that there was actually a struggle, and this dude was 79 years old and still managed to get her downstairs, drag her downstairs. Hell, he even took a fucking water break during the thing. So just for that alone, I got to give it a 40. So, strapped up, Stephen Chan gets a score of 90. Gentlemen, we have more and more men who are in their elder years who decide to put the mask on and then say, you know what? Yes, I did this. These guys are like, man, I'm not going to go on the run. Why bother? I'm already at the end of my life. So, hey, jail sounds like a good retirement plan, right? I get 3 hots and a cot. The state pays for my stay, and the state has to take care of me. So why not? That's just what a lot of older guys are starting to say. But damn, 17 years this man had to endure knowing that his wife was cheating on him, which goes right back to what I always say when it comes to married couples. You never know what's going on behind those closed marital doors. Yes, to the outside world, this couple probably presented a perfect, picturesque life. However, behind those closed marital doors, utter and total turmoil. Hey, but guess what? More and more married men who are unable to speak out with their words are speaking out with their actions. What more can I say, gentlemen? What more can I truly say? Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And for all you married women out there who honestly believe that no matter what you do, you have the protection of the state, that's going to get that man off of you, that's going to keep him restrained while you are allowed to do whatever you want, whenever you want, say whatever you want, and think that that man is not going to eventually snap. You better understand this, and you better understand this crystally clear. The power you think you have via the state, that will go out because the state is not there 24 hours a day to protect you like you believe that it is. Feminism and the idea of using the Duluth model as that shield of protection, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, I'm going to reiterate something that a lot of married men are truly thinking. Lead is cheaper than a lawyer. So for all you women out there who believe that your misdeeds in marriage are going to be covered, hey, you better look the fuck out, because believe you me, that man is fuming underneath his calm, cool demeanor. And when that man finally lashes out, it will be a lethal damn event. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.